Shadvach, welcome back. Tzelem enjoyed Hanukkah. We're in Reish Samach. We did 2 weeks ago Sif Aleph. It's a little complicated and we didn't finish. I would like to just go back over Sif Aleph a bit quicker and move on. Let's start. The Chabad says, Hamaiti Begala Bekoisel Yoshin. If you find an item in a gal, a heap of stones, or because the ocean in the old world, Shane Zechem mi bana, you don't recall who was the one who built it. And we don't have a chazaka that was in his family, a legacy, him, his father, his grandfather. Then halacha is harehu shemoitza, the moitza is allowed to keep it. Vahu provided shehele chaluda. Since it was hella chaluda, it became rusty and old. Shani oima, then I could be toila shal akum hakadminim hu. It was from malo de ga'akum. For who provided shimzena mata mata tif tif kedera kolamat mayonayas hayishonim. So if you know that it was there for a long time, you know it predated this Bailim's existence, ownership, and his family, his father, his grandfather, whatever, his ownership, then you're allowed to keep it. And like we mentioned last time from the Sma, which is really the Rosh, that even if you have a tzad, that it was there for, let's say, 3 days, his father, his family was there for 3 days, and you have a tzad, maybe it's his elder zaydis, or maybe it belongs to a goyim, you're still allowed to keep it. Menasafik, you're allowed to keep it. Which is a chiddush din over here. Why we hold that when a safek you're allowed to keep something, the chay should be a safek, should be yemunach, or why you a bigger yaches to it, why you're allowed to keep some this thing than any other type of aveda we have halachas to, that when it's a safek you're not supposed to keep it. But that's a halacha, that if you, even if you have a safek, then it might belong to a guy and it's yours, because a guy, you don't have to give back the guy's aveda, or somebody before, even if it wasn't just a guy, we said that maybe if it was even a yidz, but he was miyaych, we had a preacher that said not like that. The preacher holds that if it once belonged to a yid, we assume that faket he died without being miyaych, and his yorshim don't even know to be miyaych. Good, but if you could be toil with a guy, you're allowed to keep it even if it's a safek. However, continues the Mechaba, Avol emarim madvarim shein matmin chodesh. But if it's apparent that it's a new matmain, I feel a nistapik layadava. Even if it's a suffix, we're not sure. It might belong to the present owner, or maybe it was there from Amal many days, and it belonged to Goyim, and you should normally, if on that side, you're allowed to keep it. But since it's a suffix, I raise elo yiga behem. Here, since it's a suffix, you're now allowed to touch it. Why? Maybe it was placed there now. It's not even an aveda. It was stored there. And they're waiting. The Bailam are waiting. They're going to get to it eventually. They're going to pick this thing up. So we asked what's going on. Before we just said if it's a suffix, you're allowed to keep it. And here it seems from the Mechaba, in this part of the Mechaba, if you have a suffix, you're now allowed to keep it. Okay, now even touch it. And the terz we gave from the Meraim Yisada was that when you have an aveda that you are supposed to pick up. So now you picked it up, that was before. It was an aveda, so you picked it up. Now you have the shailas, who to return to? What, did it belong to a guy and you're allowed to keep it, or did it belong to this owner and you have to give it back? So you have a suffix, it's yours already. Now you picked it up. Now shaking over here that you have a tzad that it might not be of an aveda altogether, because maybe it was placed there, it was stored there. So if you're not an aveda, who gives you right to pick it up? It's a suffix, don't touch it. Because maybe it was placed there. That was a chilek that we said from the Meraim Misado. And we had problems with it. Lev Yitzchak had problems with it. Good. But that's a chilek. Hopefully tonight, later, Miyat Hashem, if I remember, we'll go back to it. There's another pshat to be Miyashev, this chilek. We're going to get to it. All right. So this is a simple halacha. If you have a shayla, when it was, if it's amol, if you could be toiler, it's very old, you see it was an old treasure, so then you're allowed to keep it. But if you have a chash that maybe it was from the Hainta Gabailim, then you got to give it back. There was a shayla like this, in the Malamed Lohoyel, he had the following case. It's in Chela Gimel Nun Zayin. He had the case that a person, I believe it was, he bought a house, and he was digging once in the backyard, let's say he was putting in a swimming pool, Vesachnish, but then he was digging and he found a gigiyos, jugs filled with coins, golden coins. He wanted to know who owns these golden coins. It was a third party who found these golden coins. So who is entitled to keep, maybe not entitled at all, maybe you have to give it back. What's the din on these golden coins that were found? So he says like this, nice chap, obviously from here, but he says like this, he says, coins have a date on them. You know they weren't lost, or they weren't placed in that ground before they were minted. So he says, if the date is 1903, so now you can go back. If it was in the family till 1903, so then this is the halacha, you have to give it to the Bailam. But if we know that was beyond, we know that 1903 till 1920 belonged to a guy, and this present owner or his father only first went into this in 1920, then the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it, because you're allowed to be toilet. It was old, it was buried there. You know that it was from Ambal, and therefore, even mitzad asafik, you're allowed to keep it.
But isn't it possible that people had coins that were older?
What do you mean? No, I'm saying, but we found these coins.
We handle coins that are 10 years old.
No, 10, I understand, but you can't. It couldn't have been buried there before they were minted. So if it was minted in 1903, we know that it had to be buried there in 1903 or beyond. So let's look who owned it since 1903. So Mameli says that if we know it was always in his family, it belongs to the family. If we don't know it was always in the family, because it was at the beginning, we see there was once a guy, then you're allowed to keep it, because it was there for a long time. So Mameli, you're allowed to be toilet, belonged to the guy, and Mameli, you're allowed to keep it.
What about
the
1700, coin from the 1700s?
Right.
But that's what I was going to say. You don't have to come out to minting. Everybody now, they just found there, it's all right. They can figure out exactly when those coins are from.
No, I understand. So Zazain. Okay, good, but that's the same thing, same idea.
Being minted per se, you can figure out. What
yeah, good, but that's the same idea. But I'm just saying. But you know, it's only from then and onward.
I'm saying, but you don't have backwards. Say backwards 1700, it could be the guy who put it there 10 years ago.
Correct, but we don't know. And no, well, 10 years ago, the halach has to be shasik. So you see that it was there for a long time. Once you know that it was there for a long time, and now you're mesupik, is it this person's father, grandfather, the previous owner, two owners ago, three owners ago, etc. So you're allowed to be toilet, it was from Akim Akad Mainam, you're allowed to keep it. Even mitzad asafik, we say you're allowed to keep it. In the mail, it's fine.
Find it, if
found. To find it.
Not the owner.
Correct. To find the found it, he's allowed to keep it.
Why don't we say the
Chatzah Shalim Midaite on the... So we're Chatzah is not Chatzah Shalim for many reasons. Good, that's the Shainim. But La Halacha, you should remember two reasons. Shaila, which one's La Halacha? Either because Chatzah is not Chatzah something which is not ruggled to be there. It's not normal. I don't have to... When I own the Chatzah, Chatzah Shalim Midas is kilo like, I anticipate there's possibility that something doesn't come there. But this is totally unexpected. The Mordechai, it's not something that's usual to come there, so the male Chatzah can't be kind of. Or like Taisis, Chatzah can't be kind of, Adavisha, Hevel, Himatze, the Besaif, I'm going to find it. But something that's buried in a way, or it's tucked in a way that I might never find, it's not Hevel, Himatze, it's not Hevel, Himatze, my Chatzah can't be kind of. All right, so Shaila in the Ramon, Reis HaMaches, which the Ramon really means, and how we pass can. Good. The Achrenim really go with both, but fine.
Brings out a different thing over here. Smile says,
I
only have to go on
this kind. Yeah, I
wasn't here, so.
No, it's fine. I skirted the smile. You could have asked it last time, too. Yeah, I skirted the smile. I didn't want to get into it. The Shah has its problems. So, and it's not La Loka. Ricky Vega on the side, and the Sivis, and they all bomb that's not, and the Taz, everyone bombs that's not Pshat. All right. Mansiv Katan Dalid is bothered. Over here we have a svar, Shema Munachim Heim Sham. Maybe they're placed over here. So the Sma, you remember at the end of the Sif, we had a chilik, whether it's on the inner half of the wall, the outer half of the wall. See, once, because the inner half of the wall is where the Bailam normally use, and the outer half of the wall is where the travelers tucks their chveitzim in. So how come in the ratio aren't we being mechalik between the inner half and the outer half? So the Sma says, the bezen, Tzivkan Dala, the bezen, in this case, by matmain, ein chilik ben munach mechetzia letzad chutz, or letzad pnim, it doesn't make a difference. Why? The bekeisu yoshan, dum yud gal katani, that was the other case, a gal, the ein derek shimishbo, normally we don't bury it. It's a kaisel yashan. We don't not mishtamish with it. If you have a shelf or kaisel chadash or that, you see, it's usable. It's people access to these pockets, these crevices in the wall. But if a kaisel yashan, it's not the normal way, the standard to use it. Maybe they buried it, but it's you want to say that you put things there and you want to retrieve it. We don't normally do it. So therefore, it's irrelevant. The inner half, the outer half, because we're not talking about the normal use. We're talking about someone buried something. If you're burying it, so it could have been anyone who buried it. That's what the smell. The Maisa Demiri says something similar. The Meir also says that over here it doesn't make a difference. But he says because you didn't find it in a chur. Sha'al Haderek. Normally, you tell me it's like there's a little crevice, so it's open to the outside, open to the inside, so that's where you tuck your stuff in. But this is talking about, he said, Bein Sidu Levana. It's like deep behind the cement. Oy Betecha Afu, in behind the dirt. Mamela, this is not how it's normally accessible. And if it differs, it's a matman, it doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant to in the half, the out of half, it doesn't make a difference. Fine. And the Maisa is that Shach over here in Sif Cotton Hay, very small but troubling Shach. The Shach says, Lo Yiga Ben, Im Hu B'makim Sh'Rav Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham. If it's in a place where Rav Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham, then Lo Yiga Ben, then you shouldn't touch it. But if it's what? But if it's in a place that Rav Goyim, sounds like the Shach, then you could be Toila, it belonged to a guy, and Mamela, you're allowed to take it. That's what seems from the Shach. This halalach is only talking about when is Rav Yisrael. Frekta Nesivis and Sivkan Dalid, what's a chilik if it's a yid or a guy? That Akshash over here is that it's not even Aveda. Akshash is Shem Munachim Himsham, maybe it's stored over there. So, Lemazagin, you're right. You could be Toilu is Rav Akam and a guy stored it there. So, who gives you a right to steal? You know, Gezel Akam is also. Who gives you a right to steal? Aveda's Akam is Mota. But there's not an Aveda. Someone stored it. And let's say we could assume we could be Toilu, maybe the guy stored it. But so, Zain, so how you let her take it? Gezel Akam is also. Only Aveda. Why is it Vudumah? He stored it. He's coming back tomorrow. He Bedavka stored it there. I still make Chveitzim there. He stores his Chveitzim there. People do that. In the wall, the wall's on Aladerech, so it's not, you know, not a problem. That was the minig, right? So it's in the olden days. They stored stuff. They made matmoinim. Why they do it in your thing? So you put it in Shoshalim Yadans. He's Mishdamish Mishrus. Oh, don't worry about it. He's a guy. Nishkafelik is a guy. But that was the minig. So how you let it take it? It's That's as I frag the Nesivis. And he blibes Shreya, he says, Faket, we're talking about even if it's Ravakim, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Lamai says, if you look in the Meiri says a Loshin over here when he's talking about Gal and Kaisel. The Meiri says slightly different. The Meiri says it's talking about a Gal that they were about to empty, and it's talking about a Kaisel Yoshin that they were about to knock down. So halacha is that when you have a kaisel yoshin that's about to knock down, all of a sudden it turns into an aved, even if you stored it there, because it's right now vulnerable. If you don't take this item, it's going to the garbage. It's going to be hauled away. So therefore, it turns into an aved. So like the Miri's pshat of the sugya will be very geshmak. So it was an aved. Even a guy did it. The only problem is it doesn't really fit in the machabe. The machabe says lo yiga behem why shem menachem him shami. You're not supposed to touch it. Obviously, we're not talking about that it's going to be carried away, cut it off, because if we're talking about a kaisel that's being removed, we mean, it's going to turn into aveda right now because it's about to be taken away. And it begins in the case of the machaber, that's munachim shom, what's going on? All right. Now, lemaisa is, there's another problem here. The Magen Mishnah, the next case of kaisel chodesh, the Magen Mishnah, that's in the case of kaisel chodesh, we're talking about an iyesh aruba akum. And Memela on the Chetzai Ulachutz, you're allowed to take it because, again, you're allowed to be toilets from the Akam. You have the exact same Kashan, it's even says Kashan. So Zayin, it's Kaisel Chodesh, and you're allowed to be toilets from an Akam, but it's not an Aveda. It's the Goy put it there, so Memela should be a din of Munach Sham, it should be a regular din of Gezel Akam. It's Lechairo, what's the chilik between this case and that case? I don't know. Elamai, he holds that over there, when it's a chur, pesuch l'shesarabim, that's yet considered an aveda because people aren't supposed to be storing there for long time, long periods of time. Mashenkin over here, that it's buried in, it's a matmain, and therefore, yeah, and now it's not considered aveda. I don't know, but...
Yeah, well, if this thing is people are finding it, and it's going... another guy is going to steal it anyway, so it's like an
aveda. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So if it's a case of chur, like the second half, so maybe I can hear that, but our case is talking about a matmain that is not really easily accessible, you don't really see it, it's tucked in there, and people store it there for long periods of time, right? And that's why the Sma says nothing to do with chetzel lefnim, chetzel chutz, or it's a chetzel yoshin, the Sma says. Either way, but it's talking about it's not easily accessible, it's not readily accessible. People, I don't have to assume, are going to get to it. So the memela is not an aveda. Memela fract in the sivis. What does the Shach want? Who cares if Rav Yisrael or Rav Goyim? It doesn't make a difference. It's an aveda. It's awesome. So I saw that the Avni Choshen Well, I didn't understand him 100%, but half of what he said is, he wants to say the Shach is going to Shitosai. Gezel Akum is Osa. Many places call Gezel Akum is Osa Medaraisa. The Shach wants to suggest later on, Shimim Ches, I believe it is, that Gezel Akum is only Osa Medarabonan. Mameli wants to say that since you have a Sofik, because maybe the guy was Miyayish, we don't know who it is, right? Maybe it's Gezel Akum, maybe it's Avedis Akum, we have no idea. So Natad, it's Roiv Goyim, and I could be told it's a Goy, and now I have a Sofik, so Sofik Durabon and Lukula, I'd be allowed to take it. That's his Tzad to be Miyashiv Deshak. Lamais Sofik Durabon and Lukula. Lamais says, we pass Pashas, we pass Gezel Akum as Asim Midaraisa, and this would not be an Eitzah. Others wanted to be Miyashiv Deshak, a Dover Chodesh, and say that just like Avedis Akum is Mutter, so too anything that belongs to an Akum is Mutter to take as long as you're not taking it from him. So if you're taking it out of his Rishos or taking it out of his hands, it's Gezel. But if it's not in his Rishos anyway, it's on the road, even though it's not an Aved, he knows exactly where it is, they want to say that that's also Bechlal Avedis Akum. Because Gezel Akum has to be like Vayigzol HaSakhanis, you have to mamish take it out of his possession. Also a chiddush din. Yes, if a guy's parked the car, you could just like to take the car.
What about taxes? Cheating on taxes?
You know what?
You're not taking anything?
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's called Avkos Avon, and I'd rather not get into it. It's a whole shaylif. It is the Avkos Avon. It's not for now, but it's whatever. It's a whole maimon muzgan. But and if you like this chat, you'd be able to take the guy's car or anything else, or his stuff by the beach and by the park and just walk off with it. Yeah.
By Yid also, there's a gradation in Gezel, but they take it from the Yishus.
No, by Yid L'Choyro, it's also, even Avet, one second, I feel Avet is Israel, Yoiv Gzela, like we had in the beginning of Ration and Tess. It really is not so nafkamina. But in the Goy, that Avet is Akam is Mutter, and on the Gezel Akam is also, they want to say that as long as it's not in the Tushus, it blibes like an Avet and it's Mutter.
Gezel, so you're saying the love is in Gezel, not
correct. Now, I'm saying what's because in Hilchus that din that Avet is Akam is Mutter, that Hafkah that the Torah gave us, Avet is Akam is Mutter, that is anytime that's not his rishus. Mashen came by Yid, we don't have that, of course, fakir, by Yid, even Aved, if you pick it up, I'm not still going to state to begin with, and Tazio, even Gleila, so Anachrami.
There's no letter if the Yid is Krumbi.
Yeah, anyway, that, as I.
Fuck, they don't become his rishus.
Clearly not. I don't know. Gradi, you should know that's a whole different maimon, really not for now, but there are the machlekes of Paiskim, many achrayim. Hashem, if you have a pekodin of a goy, and are you allowed to be mishtamish with it? Shalem midaita. Normally, Yeshua Shalem midas is a gazlan, but if it's already by you and he doesn't know about it, it was a true case of Maril. He had silver goblets, and you wanted to deck your table for Pesach to make your table pretty with his silver goblets. You have a right to do it. Was it mishtamish? It's a shayl. It's a gzela. You're being well, no. And they say similar lum is not really this. Some say pekodin is different, and this is even without the hilchus pekodin is even stam. It's not as sure. It's a mamela. I'm allowed to take it. It's not a problem. It's a dava chodesh. I would tell you not to rely on this, but shine. Well, Yisivis held not like that. Yisivis held it was gzela, and it's asa. All right, let's continue.
There's also a chance that a guy would be meyayish because the goyim won't have to return.
Right, but at Pashas, he's not going to be Miyasha because he Padafka placed it there on purpose. He placed it with the understanding that he's going to come back to pick it up. Yeah. So obviously he wasn't scared.
But if there's a possibility that a guy might find it, he knows he doesn't have to.
But obviously he didn't really entertain that because otherwise he wouldn't have left it there in the first place, right? The Kshash is Shem and Menachem and Shem. Maybe it was placed there Padafka. All right.
The Shach himself says by that case, of Shem Shalom Yudas, that it's also. So it's a rather sound of Shem and Shem.
L'chayre. Yeah, the shock over there in the beginning. Yeah, I'm asking. Anyway, don't rely on that anyway, yeah?
What happens if you can assume that the person that put it there died? So by going, there's no
Yorshin. Why not? They're Yorshin. Yeah, they have Yorshin. Only thing is that if they don't know about it, so again, you might have this dinner. Blibes. If the Yorshin don't know about it, then blibes Aveda. Sorry? Yeah, they'll have Yorshin, yeah. But anyway.
What, blibes Aveda?
Otherwise, if there wouldn't be Yorshin, you could say even the.
Chadash
means that it's not from years ago, it's from the last.
I don't know, it doesn't say, Shema Menachem, maybe the Loyiga, but you're not allowed to touch it now because the guy put it there, it's coming.
It means the last couple of years, it's not a long time ago.
Right.
But you're talking about a case that you can assume.
That what, the illness for sure died? And does the Yorshim know better or don't they?
They do know.
They do know better? I'm saying, but the Yashin Goy Yashin anyways, it's not a problem. All right, let's continue. The Kaisu Chodesh. What's the case of Kaisu Chodesh? Because till now we're talking about Kaisu Yashin. So what's the other case? Kaisu Chodesh. What's that? Da'ainu she'yedu she'avayisiv she'lzeh she'udosham banu. We know that they built it. V'lo yotzu mirshusam. It never left their possession. So therefore, metziya nemtaz boy. If it's on the outer half of the wall, who shall might say it belongs to the finder? Why? Because whoever left it there was already miyayish. I feel a yesh by siman, even it has a siman. Who provided shehela chaludu? It was very old, so you see, it was there for a long time. Shavadi nisayishu baylev mimenu kiven sharach lo yisham hayomim. And why doesn't it belong to the owner? Why can't the owner's chutz be kind of this? So either you can say for the same reasons as before, or you can say, no, here you don't really have the same way. It's not Hivalimbatzei. This is not like a matmoin tif in the wall. This is on the outside, easily accessible. Probably someone's going to find it. So it's a double, which might be, yeah, Hivalimbatzei. Maybe not Hivalimbatzei, but a bailam, so maybe, yeah, problem. But over here, the Rishonim say more. The Mashal, we had a pshat last time, we had a pshat that the Rama holds is that lives like Avudu Mimeno Mikolodim, but lives like Zutu Shoyam. The Rishonim who say it like that in the Rambam, yet over here in this case, don't say this thing. It's not a Vudim Mimen and Koladam. Someone's for sure going to find this thing. It's easily accessible. The Elamai, the reason why you're not going over here, the Rishonim says, because it blives a Chotzer Shenim Mishtameris. Because probably someone else is going to get to it before the Bailam are going to get to it. So it's not Mishum Allah, so his Chotzer cannot be Koina. But good, so therefore we know his Chotzer can't be Koina, and you want to know whose it is. Well, the Bailam don't usually Mishtamish on the outer half of the wall, so it must be it was from an outsider, and that guy was Miyayish, because it's there a long time. However, Mechetzi Ulufnim, if it's on the inner half of the wall, then the Chal Balabais, then it belongs to the Balabais. Afilum Helechaluda. Even if it was Helechaluda, belongs to the Balabais. Why? Ah, it's there a long time, let him be Miyayish. Soktashach, which is Rishonim, Sha'im Balabayis Shechech Hefza Yamim Rabim. Balabayis is not, he could leave his thing, it's in his house, it's in his wall. He has no problem leaving something there for a very long time. He's not going to be Miyayish. It's not even Aveda. He plans on coming back to it. Just because it's there for a long time, there's no indication that he doesn't know of its whereabouts. It's not a problem. So therefore, in this case, that's the chilek. Outer half, it belongs to whoever finds it, because it was sure not the Bailam, and whoever did place it there was Miyayish. The inner half belongs to the Bailam, because he placed it there, and it was never Miyayish. And we mentioned that the Goyin is Midayik. Dafka, when it's Yedua, right, that was the Lashon. Dafka, she Yedua, she Avayset Shazesh, Udacham Banu, V'lo Yatum Yeshusam. Avayset, if you have a Suffolk, maybe even there's a Tzad Suffolk that it predated the owner's family, it came from maybe someone beforehand, then in a chanam you're allowed to keep it. That's what the Goyin's Medayik. Again, because it's a suffix, just like we said before in the beginning, from the Smaz Rosh, that if it's a suffix, and you're allowed to keep it. And here we asked that Lachari it's a Pella. Because the Meraimi saw this chilek was, is that when do we say Hamayz Mekaveir Alavarayim when it's a Safik? Only if you know for sure it's an Aveda and you just have a Shaila who to give it back to. But if you have a Chshash, maybe it was Munach Sham, it says Shem, Lo Yigaboy, Shema. Even if it's a Safik, you're not allowed to touch it. Well, here you also have a Safik, maybe it was placed there, maybe the Bailam placed it there. So why over here is the Goyin happy to say that Hamayz Mekaveir Alavarayim and you're allowed to keep it if it's a Safik? What's the chil between this case and the case right before when we have a Chshash by Matman Chodesh, I feel in the stabbik layadava, Hareze Eloyigabai. We blab Shreya last time, maybe tonight we'll have a teretz to this. Alright, but that's what it says. It's over here, it's out of half is yours, the inner half is the Bailam. Yet another case, which, if the item is filling the entire Kaisel, so now you don't know which side it came from. It was one item, so it only came from one person. Did it come from the Balabos and it extended to the outer half of the world? Did it come from the outside and extended to the inner half of the world? There the halacha is chokim. Since you have a suffix between you and the Bailim, it's yachloiku, you're going to have to share it. Afilum kolakais mushup, even if it's angled, it's tilted, it's slanted. We're not going to say that really started in one place and rolled down to the other half. So if it's mamala kala kaisel, the halacha is it's yachleiko.
What does that mean? If it's mamala kala kaisel, how could it fall back?
So I guess it's mamala enough of the inner half and the outer half. First of all, you could say it's something was like standing up and tipped over, or you could say it means that it was, let's say the kaisel was 4 feet wide, so the inner 2 feet, it was mamale. So it has 1 foot from yours, from the outer side and 1 foot from the inner side. Really, maybe it started off at the edge and rolled to the center. But now that it's in the center, so it's half on the outer half is standing in the outer half of the wall, yeah, and half is in the inner half.
I see that. I tried that shot, but what do you do?
All right. Fine. You have another shot?
Sticking out into the house.
Oh, good, very good. It was sticking out, it was protruding out of the wall, and it rolled into the wall to be Mamalek
Olakaisim. Yeah, but again, it's sticking out. You're talking about
wall of a house, wall of a chutzah. Wall of a chutzah. Sticking in a wall of a chutzah.
Then he didn't put it away because half was sticking out.
Right, but it was obviously hanging there, it was being stored there. Well, right, go with whatever. And only thing is, it was right. And it just slowly over time rolled into the Kaisam, Mamalek Olakaisim. All right, whatever it is, fine. Very good. All right, let's move on. This is halacha. Fine. Let's move on. Bamed v'mumum sif beis. Bamed v'mumurim that we're talking about this. B'muchin oy benaska she'en hikaka me'ezem makam b'loshav. Talking about coins, silver, cotton, whatever it is, items. It's no indication the item itself where it's coming from. Abu sakin or a knife. Now a knife has a handle. We don't hold knives by the blade, generally. Have a sack and oi kiss. Or if you have a bag, who mechiach al atzmi me'ezim makam ba. Sham. Why? She'im hasakin urutzuis hakis letzad chutz. Vaday mechutz ba sham. Vehi shom meisiv. Afilu mechetzi olufnim. Vim him letzad pnim him shabalabais. Afilu mechetzi olufchutz. Where is this yad hasakin? If the handle is facing the outside, you know it came from the outside. If the handle's facing the inside, you know it came from the inside. So to the strings to this bag. If the strings are from the outside, you know it came from the outside. If the strings are from the inside, you know it came from the inside. No matter which, even if it's Mamala Kala Kaisel, this Haychacha makes it not Yachaiko, this Machacha.
Put it either way. Knife, I understand.
Yeah, I guess it's like the bag with has like, I guess, a little stronger strings, whatever, I don't know, a stronger handle. Like, that's how you were carrying it to the wall like that, and then you just tucked it in like that. All right, fine. And the Shach points out, this is Masha, even if it's Mamalek Kalakaisel, we go bust of the Mechiach. If you have a good indication, that indication is better than having a suffix and saying Yachleiku. Fine. That's this halakha. Let's.
I thought even if it's on the other side.
Yeah, even.
That's
good. Fine. Sounds good to me. Pashas, that would be the case as well, because this is an indication. I'm not sure. See, Mamale is a suffix, so this is an indication. Say it's Mamish on the other side, that. All right, but yeah, I'll take it. Fine. Let's move on. All right, comes the Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, you know what, let me just say the first part of Sif Gimel is still connected here. Bamed v'amurim zot mechaba, shemichetzei ulefnim shal balabayis. When do we say that the inner half belongs to the balabayis? Kishu utoyein shu shalai. You go ask him, and he says, it's my item, give it back to me. Even though it's a davashim b'simin, whatever it is, give me my item, it's mine. Oy, shahaya yoyresh. He inherited this house from his father, whatever. Then Shano Tainin Lai, so even though he doesn't know whose it is, we'll be Tainin for him, Shemesh al Abivu, maybe it was his father's. Aval, but if he's an honest guy, if he says, look, it's not mine, I know it's not mine, then Harehi Shom Maitza, then the Maitza is out of keeper, because you know it's not the Balabais. And if it's someone else's, that guy was for sure Miyayish, because it's talking about it's Hela Chaluda, was there a long time. So Memela, you're allowed to keep it. Find his keepers, because it's not his, and it's not. And if it was someone else's, it's Miyayish, Memela, you're fine. A Chiddush, it's Pashut Pshat, it's not such a Chiddush, it makes a lot of sense. If a guy's Moedet, so does Badin K'me'edim, then that's what the Rav HaMaggid says, and Memela, you're fine. Now, there's a serious Diyukim here. Let's start at the beginning. It says, B'med V'ramurim Kishu Tayin Shu Shaloi. He says, it's mine. Then, belongs to the Balabais. Whatever the Balabais says, I don't remember. I don't know. Might be mine, might be not. I don't keep track of my face. I have too many to keep track of. I have no idea. What's the halacha then? So in the Reish, it sounds like, Tavke kishutoin shir shaloi. But if he's Masopik, he doesn't remember whose it is. He doesn't remember if it's his. Then the finder can keep it. And then at the end it says, no, only im haydeshem mitziya reishu maizeh. Only if he's made it that it's not his, then the finder can keep it. It's a stira. And even menebe, what does it mean, sha'anu tainin lai shemesh ala vaysev? It's as long as it's a chshash, right? When we're tainin lai, he doesn't remember, but it might belong to his father. So it's only a chshash. Shema, it was his father. Tainin lai. And so you see that even by a shema, he can still keep it. So why in the beginning do we say that only if he's tain shu shalai he's allowed to keep it, but if he says he doesn't remember, it belongs to the finder?
Don't you have the Irish shono tain and lo? Wouldn't that be included?
It's only a tiny shema.
But a tiny shema is the same thing as Yorish.
So I'm saying, you see in the case of Yerusha Natoin Leishema, even Shema Shalaviv, it's enough that it belongs to Baal HaBayis. So why at the beginning they have to be Kishu Tain Shu Shalayich? Even if he says, maybe it's mine. Even if he's a Zavik.
We have other cases like that where a person says, any Yodea, we say, oh, you should have known. If you don't know, then you're on the back.
Okay, very good.
But the Yarshan, that's something else, of course, that's a real Shema.
Very good. So the Imri Bina says this. Imri Bina in Dayanim, Seif Simin Mem Gimel, makes this theory to Yukim. And he says, Enochanami, he says that Avada Safik normally would have been good enough for you to keep it, for the Balabais to keep it, Avada Safik, but it's, the indication is in Mechetz Yulefnim, must be it's yours, your father's, whatever. But if a guy says, I don't remember, it's my item, and he's supposed to have remembered, I have to wonder if you can invoke this today, but he's supposed to have remembered, and you don't remember, it's a reyusa. Why don't you remember? Must be you're playing games with us. Must be really it's not yours, and you're trying to keep something that's not yours. Umeila, we're going to give it to the finder.
Lefnim, that's
even if it's lefnim, but if the guy says I don't remember,
mistam
it is. But if he doesn't remember, it's a shtickle reis. Why doesn't he know his items? Elamai must be it belongs to the finder. That's what Nimri Bina says. Again, to invoke it today, I wonder because I don't think. I mean, I'll talk for myself. I don't know the items I have. I don't think anyone in this room knows the items that they have. I mean, we know most of the items, I hope, but certainly not all the items. Oh, Itaka owned this book. Itaka, no, you don't even know what you own, right? No one keeps track. Baruch Hashem. So if that's the case, I wonder how this works. But I guess you should have known that you stored it there. Maybe you forgot you stored it there. I don't know. All right, but say that's what the Imre Bina says. Fine. That's really the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. This first part of Gimel really goes together. Now we're going to go. The second half of Gimel really is a new, slightly new set of halachas. And I just want to give a shtickel hakdama. There's a hakdama that if we had till now an indication, Mechetz Yolefnim indicates that it belonged to the Baal HaBayis, Mechetz Yolechut indicates that it belonged to someone on the outside. There's going to be a new type of indication called Azlin and Basa Basra. If things turned over, let's say in the hotel, and you find something, you want to know whose it is, you could assume it was the last guy's, because if it was the guy before, either the last guy would have found it, or the guy before would have taked it out, you know, checked before you leave an apartment, renter, a tenant there. The tenants go, this apartment goes and goes and goes. A tenant after tenant, a chos and kala apartments. You find something, you want to know whose it is. Well, if it was the previous guy, they would have taken it out when they checked before they leave. They checked to make sure nothing, they didn't leave anything. So if they left, must be it's not theirs, because otherwise they would have taken along with them. So must be it's the last guy's. Means it's a new type of indication to use that Azlin and Basa Basa. We go after the last person. That's what we could assume it's the last person.
Before you go there, I'm just curious. My minimum worm is really the Rambam's swara. He says V'yir Ali. The Rambam says V'yir Ali. This is his swara that you got the Titus. So is that possible? Other Rishonim would disagree that they don't, because they don't hold it as swara of the Rambam that, you know, it's Avudim Menu. And the whole Rambam sheet that...
You're talking about Siv Gimel? What?
That's the,
right.
It's yearly of the Rambam.
Correct.
And so other Rishonim obviously don't necessarily agree with
they that. Don't necessarily, although the other Rishonim, many of them do bring it down. They do bring it down. I don't have anyone who really argues with the Rambam on this, and it makes a lot of sense. If you're Moida, it's you're Moida.
No, I'm on it to that, but I'm just saying, I was curious whether it was Tolu Rishonim.
Why is it Rishonim?
How the Matzah works.
But and if you learn like the other Rishonim, Chatzah can be kind of because they ain't Hoivali Matzah. What, because your chatz was kind of against your wishes? Or whatever, without even though it didn't belong to you, your chatz was kind of. But I thought chatz is not kind of. Chatz is not kind of because they know even limatzai or because it's not shchiach to come there. Whatever the reason, chatz is not kind of. It's a memela. If you're moida, it was not yours. So it's not yours because your chatz can't be kind of and it wasn't yours. You were moida. Okay, so that's where we're going to get complicated. So are we talking about a case where the seich is there, the seich is no longer there? Pashtis, ruba de ruba of the achreinim, rishonim is much like that as well, that even if the last guy is also not there, he left, and now it's a vacant apartment, I'd rather be toilets the last guys than the guy before. Why? So first of all, every person when he leaves checks the apartment, right? So the last guy only had one checking. The guy before already had two checkings because he checked and the last guy checked. And the third guy before had three checkings, him, the second, and the last. So I'd rather be toilet with the last guys than the ones before. That's one svara. Sorry?
The last one checked.
Sorry?
The
The last guy checking is not so reliable.
Itak is not so reliable, but I'd rather say one checking that reliable than two checking, right?
One miss
rather than two misses. That's one Svarah de'Achreinim say. Another Svarah de'Achreinim say is because while the last guy was there, being mishtamish with the apartment, he would have found it. Not just when he left. He lived in the apartment for some time, even a night, a day, whatever it is. So if it was the guy before, while he was living there, he would have found it. So it's Mustava, it wasn't the guy before, and if it was only the last guy, and just, you're right, he didn't do such a great job on his last check. Memela, it belongs to the last guy. That's la halacha, that's how we should be going.
Let him find it. There's nothing with it. He didn't pick it up.
Why wouldn't he pick it up? But it has a halachas. What do you mean? He's a shayim eterim. He has a halachas if it's a yesh baisim and aim baisim. And we'll see tonight.
It's the owner of the apartment.
I know apartment's going to keep his items in a rented out apartment. I mean, maybe we'll keep a fridge there, something that you're not walking away with. But
he put it to the predecessor will come and claim it.
They didn't come now. Why didn't he pick? I mean, every Aveda, you're supposed to pick it up and do something with it. Whatever the halakha is supposed to do with that Aveda, you should have done. Obviously, you didn't because it was yours, and now you just left. You forgot. You left something there. Oh, Zakin Vein Olafi Kvayde. Okay. B'chai Gavna, we'll talk about it. Now, this svara, before I even go further in this Hagdama, once you have this svara, Grada the Goyin, and Sif Cotton, Tess, wants to touch up. And here where I said I'm going to revisit this issue. And just hold for a second. It's very simple, Chedron. Go back to the Sif Aleph. We said in Sif Aleph, when you have a Sofik Matmin Chodesh, Harezeh Lo Yigabem Shema Munachem Heim Shom. Don't touch it, even though you could be Taylor as a Matmin Chodesh. You don't know. Maybe it was like an old one that belonged to a guy. Maybe it's a new one and someone just plays it there. Don't touch it. It's a Sofik. You're not allowed to touch it. And we ask, what do you mean? The Rosh Hashanah said before in the ratio of Sif Aleph, that when you have a Sofik, maybe it belongs to this guy Zayd, it maybe belongs to a guy, you're allowed to keep it. What's a chilek? We said, Maram Yisad, it says, there was a chanaved, and here you have a kshash, maybe it's not even a ved, maybe it was munaksham, so you're not allowed to touch it. The Goyin says something different. The Goyin says in Sif Kontes, you know why that case by Sofik, you're not allowed to touch it? It's because if you have a Sofik, was it there from Amal? And it belonged to a guy, or was it there now, and someone just stored it there? I was leaning in Basa Basra. We have to assume that it was just placed there now. Because if it was placed there most, probably someone would have found it in the interim. So you always are noita, as late as you can get, you always noita it happened later. So when you have a suffix, there's a matmun chodesh, you don't know, you have a suffix, lo yigaboy, because you're a suffix, you don't have a real suffix that once was a guy's, because I was leaning about a bas, and now it's not the guy's, now it's for sure, someone now, and memele it's a balabas, so someone just placed it there now, not a problem. But the ratio of sifalev, we was shasach tve, it was tif tif, matmun, we know for sure it wasn't in the last 20 years, that we know for sure. We have a chash, was it this guy Zayda, or was it Friedrich Gador, or did it belong to a guy? So there, b'chai gavna, you see, Basa didn't work. You know, there for a long time. Oh, b'chai gavna, we're going to say, it's a safek, it's a mechaver, all of a raya. Whole new vart. Means a going ho is not because it's because shema munak shams, so you have no right to touch it. No, the vart is because you're invoking the concept of Azulim Basa Basra. We're going to assume it happened now. But without that, and even in that case, you'd be allowed to take it. Raya, Suffolk, you're allowed to keep it. It's not a problem. It's only because Azulim Basa Basra, we have to assume that it happened now.
I'm sorry, it's a different loan. The same Basra you're saying is the guy left something in the closet.
Correct. And the Goyin Vaistois holds that this same type of loan could be applied to even in the world because people will eventually, over time, have passed by, just like this guy was snooping and found it. Last year's curious snooper would have found it as well. And the previous year's curious snooper would have found it as well. So what happened? How could this item be there for such a long time? So if it was there for Taka Shasach Tvei, so in the Chanami, we see somehow people aren't snooping, aren't finding these things. But if it's a Matmah Kodesh, you don't know, so then you have no right to be Taylor. It's not even a Suffolk. You have no right to be Taylor belong to the guy from Amal. It's for sure happened today. Memela, that's why Lo Yigaboy. Memela, if that's the case, we can answer up to, we had a problem with the Goyin on the second half of Sif Aleph. The second half said that if it's Biyadua, that it never left this guy's rishus, or his legacy, his father, grandfather, then halach is mechet yolefnim, it belongs to balabais. And the guy was medayik, but he says, but if you have a suffix, it might have belonged to the guy. You're allowed to keep a mezrik of elavarai. And we asked what's going on in this sefer of Zevalov. We're talking about that it was yehimunach. It might have been placed there just now, whatever, even if it was chalud, it might have been placed there by the present bailim. And he has no problem keeping it there for a long time. That's what the Shach says, because Bailam keep it there for extended periods of time. So why are you allowed to keep it? Why? We say, why are you allowed to keep it? You should have to give it back to the Balabais. It should be a suffix, what's going on? So like the Goyin's Prat is very geshmak. It's nothing to do with, because it's Munach there and you have a suffix in Loyigabai. Not like the Meremizada. The word is, you always have lean in Basa Basra. That's why you're not allowed to keep it. But if something which is Shasek, and you see that for some reason people aren't snooping there, so there goes your concept of lean in Basa Basra. You want to say that probably happened now. I know for sure it didn't happen now. It's chaluda. So for sure it didn't happen now. Oh, now for sure it didn't happen now. So back to the suffix. I'm going to make a vala raya. Allowed to keep it. So now it's mefurish in the goyin. I mean, it's up the goyin. The goyin l'shitas yikdishmak. It's mefurish in the goyin. Even if the chshash, maybe it's the present owner who placed it there and is not even mimiyayish, still you're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to keep it. I'm going to make a vala raya. It's only when your chash of to be toiler to happen from a guy with a mole, and you're really not supposed to be toiler that because azinim baza basra, then it's lo yiga boy. But if any time it's a suffix, hamezim kever l'orayin, you're allowed to keep it. Even though it's in his kaisim. So Achreinim handle why isn't it considered a muksa? Because he had, Rikki Vega has a whole harichas on it. It's really not for now. But you have a very good aura, but Pashas, he doesn't have a shame muksak on it, even though it's in its koisel, and that's it, whatever. And Goyin holds you allowed to keep it. It's a gorilla, a raya. So it's miyashiv the Goyin, it's miyashiv all the diukim, very nice, if Allah comes out geshmak. But what comes out shver is, back to the $1 million kasha, Vosep is here when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep these avedas, and all over and throughout Huchas Avedim Mitzim, whenever you have a suffix, Dovashem Besimin. And it says, Yishalim Midas, you're not allowed to keep it. Maybe he didn't know about it, and he was already Miyash, but maybe not. So you're not allowed to keep it. If it's a selfie, you should be able to keep it. Should we have Meitzuk Me'el of Araya? So that we already said the Rosh got out of it, because there you knew for sure it once belonged to a Yid. So there's like the Chazakah, like a Marikama. The Shankin here, it might have belonged to a guy. So there was never a Cheskos Marikama belonged to a Yid ever. So then, Meitzuk Me'el of Araya. Levi Yitzchok gets a Kash from Mechza Yisrael, Mechza Akam. There are Kashes on this, but at least the state. At least in the Goyin's Prat, very geshmak. He's maimis pshat in the Gemara, good. But that comes out that whenever you have a suffix, hametzing of relevra, you're allowed to keep it. Fine. All right, let's go back to Hagdama for the second half of Sif Gimel. It's very important Hagdama. One is that you have this concept of zinu basa basra, and even if the guy pashas left. Now, another thing is that the chotzer, when the last tenant left, the house is still not going to be koina, the balabais of the house, even though it's a vacant room, it's a vacant apartment, the balabais will not be koina with chotza. And why not? So the Rosh says, because, you know, this is a rented apartment. Today you're going to rent it, you're going to rent it again, rent it tomorrow, probably, again, it's not a dova hoivali matze. The Baalim are probably not going to ever find this, because tomorrow's tenant's going to find it before the Baalim gets to it. So it's not a dova hoivali matze. And other Rishonim say, whatever it is, but Pashas from the Rishonim, not all, it's not Muslim, but Pashas, the way we paskin, even though Nesiv is somehow, I don't know, it's going against everyone, but the way, put aside the Nesiv, the way we paskin, the Balabais's Chotz is not Koina, because, either because of Chotz in the Mishtameris, or because it's not Hoivel Limotze. So Memela, if it's a vacant now, so then it's Lina Basabas, you have to assume it was the last guy's thing. If the Balabais is living in the apartment, then he's going to find it, and it's a chotzer mishtameris, then A, his chotzer could be koine pashtis, and even if not, but as lina basa basa, we have to assume it's the Balabais is now. The Balabais is there, so let's assume that everyone's checking when they left the apartment worked, so the previous seicha took out all the stuff, so now it's going to be the present seicha, or the present bailim, who's there now.
So when you the bailim is there now, I'm living with the goyim in
the... Either they moved in or they were living with the goyim all along, correct?
The same room.
Right, like you have like a... Right, in the same quarters, right. Correct. Wherever the Aveda was found, and let's say it's a corridor, a hallway, was found in the lunchroom of this hotel, or whatever it is, so they were living together. So Memeilo, you're going to have a problem. So you now you have to entertain now the Bailim. See, till now we're talking about just Seichrim, but if the Bailim is issuing there, so now we have to assume maybe it was a Bailim. If there are two Seichrim, then it belongs to both Seichrim, or we're going to have an issue. Because if there's a two Seichrim with a Dov Shem B'Simin, or three Seichrim, then the guy was Miyayish, and then you're allowed to keep it. But at least, getting back to, not to get confused, we have a concept that goes Basa Basra, and the Chotzer, once it's vacated, will not be going unless the Bailim are living in there. Now, if it's together with Goyim, it's like this. If the Goyim are living there themselves, even if it's only one guy, you're right, Azlinim Basa Basra belongs to a guy. He was already, it was an Aveda, so Aveda's Akam is Muti, you're allowed to keep it. But if there's a Yid living with a guy, so now you have a Suffolk. You don't know if it's the Yids or the guys. Now you're going to have a problem. Now you're not going to be able to keep it unless there are many Goyim. If there's a Roiv Goyim, three Goyim, so then we're allowed to be toilet, fell from the guy, not from the Yid. Or even if it did fall from the Yid was Miyayish, because he assumes that probably the guy got there first and we'll find it and we'll never give back his Aveda. So what we're going to do now in the Sif is it's a Machloik.
The Goy and Yid living together, and the Yid loses it. He doesn't think that he thinks the guy is going to give it back to him?
No, so if it's only one and one, if it's only one and one, he thinks he's going to find it before the guy's going to find it. If it's only one and one, he'll find it before the guy will find it. But if it's Roy Vakim, then he's going to assume that the guy will find it before himself. Memele, he's already Miyayish now. Memele, you're allowed to keep it, because if it's a guy, you're allowed to keep it. If it's a Yid, he was Miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. Right, neither of them found it. You found it, an outsider found it, right, I guess.
Well, so why should we assume that it is the fighter?
Nakamon?
He's not the guy who should immediately found
it. If it's one and one, he's not Miyayish because he assumes that he'll get there just as quick as a guy.
He might. He didn't find it first, you found it.
How does he know that you found it?
I'm saying,
anyway, when it's one and one, so he's not Miyayish, now that you found it, you got to give it back.
Why? Maybe he couldn't wait for it and give it back.
We don't know, but the Yid wasn't Miyayish yet, and you know that you found it, so you got to give back. You can't keep something that was no Yish. But if there's Roiv Goyim, then the Bailim are already Miyayish because they think that the Goyim will find it. Memele, you're allowed to keep it.
What do you mean by one and one? He's still there, you
have. Right, a Yid and a Goy are still there. If the Goy left already.
The Yid left now, so the Goy doesn't.
And what's with the apartment now? It's empty?
Yeah, now the new guy came in.
Oh, now I came in, I'm the new tenant. So again, I know it's not mine, so I know it was from the Friedrich, because it's either the Yid or the Goy.
The other guy's not going to catch you. He's going to say that swore you just said, I'm going to find it before I left already. I'm gone.
Yeah, but he'll also say that maybe the other guy won't find it either, because just like I didn't find it, and the next tenant will find it.
Well,
and the next tenant, which is you, a Yid, is going to give it back to me. If the next one is a guy, then we have a problem. Yeah, if you're going to stage enough goyim in a row, then you create a roiv akum type of a metzias just on the number of tenants, even if they're not the consecutive, simultaneously.
I see you're renting the goyim in yin, so why would I?
Well, I'll see. Let me see who moves in next. I wait, hopefully a yid. When I see a yid, I'm not miyayish yet, because he'll find to give it back to me.
Well, why don't you go back and get it if he knows about it? He's thinking about it.
He tried, he looked, he didn't find it.
Miyayish.
No, he's not Miyayish. He's hoping he didn't do such a good trick. The next time we'll find it.
So what's the simon, Marco?
Yeah, well, I'm there. It's obviously mine. I'm there. It's obviously going to be mine, right? It's Marco. It couldn't have been lost except for me. All right. Now, what the machloikis is going to be, how to tight up the machaber is, are we talking about that the Bailam are there? Bailam is not there. It was a real machloikis of China. Are we talking about that they left already, the apartment's vacant, or everyone's still there? It's irrelevant, really, in halakha. The way we paskin, from Rav Akrin and paskin, that there's really no machlekes halakha, just machlekes and mitzis. How does that sign the case? So we're going to read through the Makaba and we'll see which akimta works the best. We can really see it's a problem. It really doesn't shim either way. But okay, let's start. Lefikach zakta Makaba. And this is also Shreya Lafika. What does it have to do with what was said before? We'll hopefully get to it as well. Lafika Zakta Machaba. Im Hoya Maskila Acherim, if it was rented out to others, Harei Heim Shal Seicha Achrein, it belongs to the last tenant, even a Dovashem by Simon, because we assume it must be it was that person. Who else? Who else did it belong to? The one before, two guys ago? That guy checked and last guy checked. So either he's here now, so the previous checked and he should have taken it out, so it's not his. Or if they both left, fine, not a problem. So they both left, so we have to assume with the last guy is one checking rather than two checkings failed. However, the miskiru legimel akum, however, if he rented out to three akum, ka'achas at once, Hare asay pundik, he created it, he made it into like a hotel, a pundik. V'chala nimtza, by anything that's found here, afilu batei chabayis, hare yushu maitze, the maitze kekipit, b'menei, she'ein achi yachal litin shem shaloi, no one could claim it's his, oishu tamen was buried there, shari asay pundik, and it's with three goyim, so the loser, even if it's a yid, it was certainly miyayish. First he could be told it was a goyis, and even if it's a David sheish by zimin, and the yid brings a zimin, so what? He was zichem miyayish because he's living in an apartment together with a bunch of goyim. He knows for sure that the goyim are going to find it. Well, he assumes the goyim are going to find it, and he's going to be miyayish.
Why three goyim?
So Gerada, that's a good shayla, excellent shayla, $1 million kasha. First of all, could be all you need is two goyim, and that would be a roiv, just three together. It's legimel with yourself. It's a shtekel hamasa, the smack goes like that, very doichik tikkub shad. The other reason why you need three goyim, the shach wants to say, is that we can't go roiv unless you have a roiv de minkara. You have to have more than just like two against one, you have to have three against one. And that's a pella otzum, it's connected everything we've ever learned. No such thing, you don't need a roiv minkara, even 50.1% against 49.9% is enough. And there's a rekivega peneshua, it's a lot like that. It's not, Steve, it's for sure. But the we'll say the most mistavadik apshat is that this concept that of finding the lashon of the Gemara is, and when there's rabbim mitzuyim sham, we can be told that the rabbim found it. So the achrenim say, my shor others say, that if you only have two, that's not a rabbim yet. If you have three, even if three against two, that's fine. Even 2 million against 1,999,999, also you have the right, not a problem. But if there's only two others, that's not enough of a rabbim to say that's for sure going to be found. Maybe no one will find it. I'll get to it first. That's not enough. If you have three, then you're going to be miyayish. Now, again, I want to be madgish. Rather, the mashor says another svara, a different svara, is that because really we're playing with two different svaras. We're playing with the svara of being toiler that it came from a goy, because two against one, it probably fell from the goy. And then we're talking about even if it fell from a yid, that if there are rabbim mitzuyim goyim there, the yid was miyayish. Now, Numal Lachai should be tailored from a guy even two against one. So the Mashor wants to say maybe the two aren't so kavua there, but you're the balabas, you're more kavua there, so we'd rather be tailored fell from you than from the two travelers who just were staying there for one day. So that would work against the svara being toiler. Against the svara being miyayish, you have to say this type of a svara, that you're not miyayish let unless you have like a mamish or rabbim there who are zikha going to find it before you. Either svara, the nafka minhag is by davar sheyesh by zimin. See, by davar sheyesh by zimin, I have both svaras. I could be toiler, and the guy was miyayish. By davar sheyesh by zimin, and yid gave the zimin, you can't be toiler fell from the guy. Yid is giving the zimin, you know it fell from the yid. Just you have to come on to the svara that he was miyayish. So then you have to say that he's not miyayish unless there's a rabbi, unless there's three others besides himself.
Yes, so that's what I was going to say. If it's davar sheyesh by zimin, even if they're all yidin, you're also going to be miyayish. Because nobody's going to return it to you because you're on a simon.
Correct. Also good. If it's a davar she'ein by simon, even if it's all yidden, the shach says that in Sifkot and Yeralef, by ein by simon, the balabais is miyayish, kamken kashekheim, dorim imoy. Pashas, you need to have two or three. You have to have enough that you're going to be miyayish because no one's going to ever give it back to you. If I have only one guy with me, Pashas, I'm not going to be miyayish yet because either I'll find it, even if Yeno find it, he's going to give it back to me because he's going to know that it wasn't his. It must be, process elimination must be mine. But if there are a lot of people there, right, correct. By the, even by all Yisraelim, I would be miyayish. Correct.
So the other case before, when we had said one goy and one yid.
One goy and one yid.
It would be the same problem.
If it would be two, what was the case? Not going with two yidin. If it were only two yidin and a davar she'ein by simin, I would not be able to keep it because neither yid is miyayish yet.
No, but how's he going to get it back?
Because he'll find it, or the guy who's with him will find it.
No. I mean, there's two of you who lived in the place, and you found it.
Right, but I wasn't really supposed to find it. I'm not supposed to be finding it, because I'm only a guest. The people I'm supposed to find are the people who are kvum, they are living there. So either he's going to find it, so neither of them are going to be miyayish, unless there are a number of people there. So then he won't be able to deduce who it is. Okay, so let's go.
What bothered me was, how could you say three is Rabbi Mitzvah Yimshom? Doesn't more give examples what constitutes Rabbi Mitzvah Yimshom, but the Knessius.
Good. Better? But it just means that there's enough that there's going to be a lot to find it. Now, once they find it, they outnumber me, so I'm going to either be Miyayish or it could be Taylor.
That's what bothered me. How could just, the Gemara could say three and above. Gemara gives a big rise.
Well, maybe three is Rabbin.
Not good, but so.
So
say three and more.
What number would you like? 17? So why don't you say 17? Whatever that number is. So Terry says, I mean, the smallest amount. When you say rabbi, it means three. All right. Now let's go back, just understand what are we talking about. What's the case? Is the balabas there or the balabas not there? So if you look in the Shach and Sifkat Yud, on the first case, Lefiko Kam Hayamaska Lachem Hareim Shal Seicha Achrein, the Shach says, Mayri Shabalabas Einu Dorimoen, the balabas is not there. Dimloi Kain, because if the balabas would be there, Hareim Shal Balabayishu Achrein, it would belong to the Balabais, because he's the last one there. The tenant vacated the premises, and I'm there, so I'm going to be kind of with my chatz, or even without that. I'm there, betoil it's me, Azlina Basa Basra, I'm the last guy there, I'm living there now, so must be it's mine. So, Kochach Zatashak, it must be talking about the Balabas is not there, and it's an empty apartment. They vacated it, and it's empty. It means he learned that the case was, it's the seichel for sure left the apartment. And now the shayla, is it empty? Or I'm there? If I'd be there, I'd be toilet, it's mine. Must be the case is the balabas is not there. That's how the shach understood the case of the mechaber.
Even if I know it's not mine?
Oh, if I know it's not mine, then it's for sure I'm being moed, it's not mine. So it's zecher not mine. So it's the one before me. Right, but the guy who found it is not me. The guy who found it is the third party. The third party finds it, and he wants to come to the balabas. So it's going to be the balabases, because he's the basra. He could assume it's the balabases. That's how the shach learned. Memele talking about that the balabas was not there. But he understood the case that the guy vacated the premises. And your chatz is not going to be koines, mevun the shach. Like we said before, because on hoivali matzei, whatever it is, because it's going to be in a mishtameris, whatever it is, you're not going to be koine. Now the problem is, zok techazdei David, frek techazdei David, that the loshna mechab is mashma, that the tenant is there. Because it doesn't say, lefikok im hiskir lacherim, past tense, lefikok im hoya maskir lacherim. He is presently being maskir lacherim. It sounds like the tenant is there. So the Chazei David on Tesefta Perek Beis Halacha Hey says it's talking about where the tenant is yet there.
Tenant or balabayas?
The tenant. Talking about the tenant. See, the Shach learns that the tenant already left. Now he's faced with the shaila. Okay, is it empty or is the balabayas there? No, the balabayas can't be there, because if the balabayas would be there, then it's the balabayas. He's the last guy there. So what's the balabayas is not there either? That's what the shach learns.
Plus the tenant.
But because it does medayik in the mechaber, the tenant was still there. Emhoya maskil lachem. He's still there. However, you still have the diik of the shach lechayra, because the shach diik would be, it's a very simple diik, is that if the balabas is still there with the tenant, still why is the halacha harehi shel soicha achrayin? Mechetes is a soicha. Maybe it's the balabas is. She have to give it to both of them. What's a safik, a munach? We don't know whose it is. But why are we giving it to the seicha for? Maybe it's the balabais. The balabais is just a yachas, just as much as the seicha. Elamai must be zok teshach, that the balabais is not there. I mean, you know, the shach didn't understand. But the same hochach of the shach, we would have, the mazir of balabais is not there, and it's only the seicha who's there. Memela is lina basabas, and we give it to the seicha. Now that, the ratio is very geschmack, very nice. But now when we do the seicha, and talk about hiskiru legimel akum, and it's a gimel akum, and also pundik, and the guy was miyayish, you could be tailors from a guy, what do you need three goyim for if no one's living there with the guy? The balabas is not there, and it's only goyim. The Rishonim say Mefurish. If the balabas is not there, you don't need three goyim, even one guy. We toilet the guys, because he's the basra, and I'm allowed to keep it. I've had his akam is muta. What do I need three goyim for? So Rishonim say the only reason why I need three goyim is because the balabas is there with the goyim. And Mamela, hey, maybe it's the balabas is. No, because there's three goyim. I'm allowed to be toilet the guys, and the balabas is miyayish. So the sefer of the Makaba has to be talking about where the balabas is there. And the ratio, the mechaba, the shach says, talking about the guy, the balabas is not there. It was not kishmak. I mean, I know it's makhlek, because Rishonim had to learn up the sugyan. Some Rishonim say it like this, some Rishonim say it like that. But to have one mechaba who says both, the ratio, balabas not there, sefer balabas is there, really doesn't sit right. So therefore, I would like to suggest, I didn't see this anywhere, but I'd like to suggest what you just was ma'ira, is that we're talking about the balabas was there, not like the shach. Why are we giving it to the seicha and not to the balabas? Because the balabas is not his. Balabas is mine, it's not mine. I know it's not mine. It's from some tenant. I don't leave my stuff like this. It's some tenant. So it's either this tenant, the tenant before. So azina basabasa, give it to the last tenant. But if he's together with Goyim, then it's hareyasu pundik and he was zichem yayish, and mamela it's all over. Excellent. And the Mela now ends up the $1 million kasha. What's lefikach? The Rambam starts off, he has a whole akdama, that if the guy is moit, it's not his, then it belongs to the moitzi. Lefikach, if he was maskalachem and he was moit, it's not his, it's just a continuation of the case, there you're going to have to give it to the maskalachem. You're not going to be able to keep it yourself. And he answers up the league. The Sma says, he jumps, what's lefikok? And the Sma says, a doichik pshat. He says, lefikok means that since from the ratio you see the chutz is not koina, because you see if he's moid, it's not his, it doesn't belong to him. Why can't it be his through chutz? It must be chutz is not koina. Lefikok, in the end of the case, not even this case, the end by gimel akum, your chutz can't be koina, whatever reason is. Now, I don't need this to tell me chutz is not koina. I saw chutz is not koina in Aleph, so chutz is not koina in Bay. I don't know what I need this line, chutz is not koina. What does it have to do that you. Even the Maisa, this man himself says it's doichik and tzai blay sarachin on this chat. This man said cotton test. But like, and the halakha lemaisha also as much as on the word lefikok and also says a very doichik dekapshat. But like this, very geshmak. It's a continuation. And really, where's the Rambam coming from? It's a Rambam. The Rambam is coming from the Gemara. He had the same kasha that the Rishonim had. What's going on? Here we're talking about a case that belongs to Azina Basa Basra. Pashas, it means the tenant. So it means the tenant. Hey, it must be the Baba. He says, not there. Then it says, no, it's talking about a case where the Gimel Akam had also Pundik. Gimel Akam, what do you need Gimel Akam for? Even one Akam if the Baba is not there. Oh, no, it must be the Baba is there. So Rambam had a problem. What's going on? Baba is there, not there. So Rambam said, must be the Gemara's case is that the Baba is moid, it's not his. Memelos, like the Rambam Hakdoma. But Madam, I knew this halacha from this Gemara. It's the only way to be miyash of it. Lefikok, like the Rambam. That in the case where the Baba is not, moid is not there, only with the Yid. But if it's with the three Goyim, then also Pundik is Miyayish. It could be Tailors from the Goyim, and we're mailing a lot of keeping. Alright, we're going to have to continue a different time. Agutavach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.